This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The White House said Saturday U.S. President Donald Trump fired the State Department's Inspector General following a recommendation by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. The announcement Saturday came after two top Democrats announced a probe into the firing Friday night of the State Department's internal watchdog. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Steve Linnick, the State Department's Inspector General and Obama administration appointee, was fired Friday. According to a senior State Department official, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo removed Linnick, but no reason was given. Linnick had been in the position since 2013. During the Trump administration, Linnick's office had criticized the department's handling of personnel matters and said some of President Donald Trump's appointees had retaliated against career officials. Linnick will be replaced by Stephen Akard, a former career Foreign Service officer who has close ties to Vice President Mike Pence. Mike Gracia, Washington.
House Democrats passed a wide-ranging $3 trillion virus relief package, but Republicans vow it won't survive the scrutiny of the Senate. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
In a chamber where legislators spoke with masks, it was a narrow victory for the relief package dubbed the HEROES Act, pushed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who says the GOP just wants to take a pause on helping Americans hard hit by the virus.
Do you think this virus is taking a pause? Do you think that the rent takes a pause?
The bill demonstrates Democratic priorities, funding for healthcare workers and struggling states, and help immigrants get federal benefits, while easing the marijuana industry's access to banks. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy.
This bill has more references to cannabis industry in it than it does to jobs.
Senate leaders say they want to see if the previous aid packages are working.